Twin Flames is a podcast created by best friends and twin flames, Chloe and Hillary, about personal development, shifting the perspective, and getting in touch with the best version of yourself. Chloe is a practicing eclectic witch, entrepreneur, and clairvoyant. Hillary is a mindfulness expert, happiness educator, and practicing therapist trainee. We combine our strengths and knowledge to bring you the best of what we've found has been helpful to us on our respective journeys. Oh my God, Hillary, I was just thinking about the most random thing ever, and I know we get hooked on 90s shit all the time, but like, I was just starting to think about Neopets.
Neopets! Yes! Do you know how many accounts I had to create?
Oh my God, same.
Like, every time it was like, okay, they're amazing and I love them and this is so fun, and then I'd stop going on there and they would start to die and I would feel like super guilty, and so then I'd just make a new account.
I was always so obsessed with like having a theme, and I'm still that way in life, let's be real, but like I've always been obsessed with themes, and my animals or my Neopets, my pets, they would always have names. I always had that cow. I don't remember what its name was, but I had it in like every color, and it was like strawberry milkshake, chocolate milkshake, blueberry milkshake. Like they all had milkshake names.
Yes.
I was ridiculous. Also, my favorite game was Fairy Cloud Racers, hands down.
I do not know of that one, but I spent hours at a time on Neopets. Like, oh, can I go spin that wheel again? Yep, I'll go head over there. Like... Shit was crazy.
I also really wanted the fucking fairy paintbrush, but like, who didn't? Like the coveted item that everyone wanted, and like, they were either rare drops or they costed like a lot of Neo money.
Dude, is Neopets still around? Like, is that still going?
I feel like I want to look.
I kind of want to make an account.
I'm going to look. I'll see if the shit's... Oh my God, it's still there.
It is? Are they the same kinds of like little Neopets, like animals and shit?
Oh my god, I'm
way too excited about this.
We should play Neopets. That shit would be hilarious.
There goes my afternoon.
Shit. Oh my god. I wonder if it's like better now.
That's why I want to play it too, because I remember loving it, and I'm really intrigued to see if they just like left it alone or if they actually changed things.
I also really loved the game Mirka Chase, whatever it was. You had to like, basically all the games I loved were kind of like Snake in a way. Like Fairy Cloud Racers was like Snake. You had a really long tail and you had to like fill up the screen but not let your opponent kill you. Oh. And then Mirka Chase, whatever, that one you also grew like a tail of... No, wait. I don't know if that one had a tail. No, it does. You'd like grow this little tail, but you had to get balloons as you were going, but it was just you and no opponent.
Huh.
So.
Interesting.
I had a very specific type.
I just liked anything that was like geared toward animals. Like taking care of things. Which
I also really liked that weird alien cat. It looked like it had like an alien face. It was like a Aisha or Aisha or Asia.
Oh, I remember that one. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Dude, they had so many. Oh my God.
And Lupin. Lupin was the shit too. It was like a wolf.
Lupin was the shit. And then that one that was like a tiger. I forget which one that was.
Which one was that? I know what you're talking about.
I know. I used to. Oh my God. I spent so much time on that. And it was that and then Pokemon. And
I was about to say Arcanine, and I was like, wait, that's a fucking Pokemon.
Right? But there was totally one that looked like Arcanine. Like, there was. Oh my gosh. Oh, childhood.
I know. Love it.
That's amazing.
That has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about today.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Not at all. Today, what are we talking about, Hillary?
We are talking about meditation, and we might talk about mindfulness just a little bit.
Yes, because last week we talked to you guys about social conditioning, and we gave you guys the challenge to look at your guys' life with that critical lens. And so we felt like piggybacking off of that, meditation was a really good route to go down because it allows you to take time to connect with yourself.
Yes.
And it may even help you in looking at your life that way and seeing how you actually feel internally. And we'll explain as we move forward in the episode. But
yes, so true.
Yeah. So you know us, we gotta get really factual with it and whatnot. So I do have a little quote that I pulled up here, and it says, what is meditation? Meditation is a mental discipline by which one attempts to get beyond the thinking mind into a deeper state of awareness.
Yes. So
love that.
Yes.
And I think the main point we wanted to make was not necessarily like the whole science behind it, because meditation is so popular nowadays mm-hmm. that you could find the science anywhere. Mm-hmm. You're not here to listen to that. I don't think. Maybe you are. I don't know you. But meditation has been around for a long fucking time.
Oh my gosh, yes. Like, I legitimately can't even tell you how long this practice has existed, because it goes back to the days of the Buddha, you know, which, I mean, those are, at least in, for instance, Buddhism, that's like the foundational text, the script, like what the Bible is to Christianity, you yes. know, essentially is like the teachings of the Buddha are to Buddhism, in my understanding. And I think one thing that's really important to note about that is like, I've noticed this trend, we've probably all noticed this trend, that like something that has some real deep roots and maybe a traditional foundation or some indigenous knowledge or something like that, when it comes to America, something shifts about it. You know, like for instance, yoga. Yoga has been around, I think, for upwards of 5,000 years. I'm a little shaky on the actual history's not my jam. Let me just
not
say that.
Me either, like, man. You are talking to the wrong bitches if you're
right?
here for history.
History's not my shit. Science I'm good with, you know. Psychology, love it. But history, not my thing. So
history
I'm kind
was
of
the
guesstimating.
One subject I did not like in school. I liked
right?
math, I liked science, and I liked English. English the most,
right?
But
well, I mean, for me, I was always like, am I just supposed to remember some random person's name and what they did? And like, it's just memorizing facts for me.
Yeah.
Which felt like I didn't feel like I was thinking too much. Now, that is not a knock on people who like history. I think history is super valuable. And like, if it's your thing, thank goodness, because it's not
yeah,
mine.
Thank goodness, because we certainly are not here for it. So thank right? God we have people like you.
Exactly. So like, without getting into the history, because I'm not great at that part, yoga, for instance, has been around for a ridiculously long time. It's actually based in a spiritual practice more than just what we've turned it into, because when it when it came to the U.S., suddenly it's exercise. You know, it's exercise
yep.
yoga.
It's
all
power
the spirituality.
Yoga. Hot
right?
yoga. Which, like, hot yoga I know could be, like, a thing, too, where you're not moving a lot, but usually it's accompanied with exercise.
And that's the kind of thing that it's like, just keep in mind that some things, when we bring them over to our country, sometimes we can co-opt them in a way that strips them of some of the most beneficial parts. Like, one,
yes.
I think one of the greatest parts about yoga, for instance, is that it does have that soulful mind-body
yes.
connection spiritual aspect to it. You
well,
know?
And Hillary and I think, if we haven't said it to you guys, we've said it to each other before, that, like, the reason yoga works so well is because when you're actually in it, like, feeling through the pose, breathing, you don't fucking have time to think about anything else.
Exactly.
You don't.
Exactly.
Like,
you really,
really
don't.
That's why it's so beautiful. Because you, like, if you are having, like, monkey mind, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it, you're probably not doing it right.
Like, it's true, though. It's true. Because I feel like, in that example, the only time that I ever have time to think or energy to think in yoga is if I'm not paying attention to my breath aligning with the posture.
Exactly.
And, like, let me lengthen my tailbone down. Let me, you know, find space between the vertebrae. Oh, let me adjust my early hair. There's so much to pay attention to.
It's true.
You know? The only
and also,
time.
I feel like, not that we just wanted to turn this into a shitting on cultures who fuck yoga and meditation, but I feel like some people jump on the yoga meditation bandwagon because it's a trend.
That drives me nuts.
And I've seen people in my own life do this. It's very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
because it devalues the entire experience. Because you're not supposed to be doing this because it sounds trendy or looks cool or is going to give you a perfect Instagram shot. It's made to help you connect with yourself and like nature and just see how everything is interwoven, yourself included.
Yes, exactly. That bothers me too. You know, to me, it's like this. If it takes it being a trend for you to get into something that you consider a lifestyle change that you really integrate and that makes you a better person, then that's wonderful. Yes. But if you get into it as a fad and treat it as a fad, I'm just not here for that. Like, I'm sorry. Because to me, getting into something because it's a fad is getting into something because you like how it makes you look to other people. There is no authenticity in that, and there is no self-care in that, to me.
And you know us, we are authenticity warriors. We're always going to tell you to be your most authentic self.
Right?
And also, like, on that same line, stop telling yourself that you have to do yoga to, like, be anything for anyone. Mm-hmm. Because that's not being authentic. If you don't fucking like yoga, stop trying to do it.
Seriously. It's so true. And there's a level at which, like, I didn't like meditation when I started.
Really?
Because it was explained wrong to me, and I thought I was doing it wrong and didn't have the capacity to do it.
I feel the same way about yoga.
And I feel like I'll probably get into that more later in this episode.
Yes.
But, like, I don't know. Circling back, I guess I want to real quick go back to basics. I guess most of that rant, the point was just that, like, we change things that, you know, if something has a foundation of thousands of years or, you know, millions of people or something to that effect, then maybe there's something really valuable in that. Maybe there's things that also can be adjusted. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But, like, taking, for instance, yoga and turning it into exercise, or taking meditation and turning it into a fad of some sort, there's the risk that you strip away some of the most important pieces of it. It's so true. That's, I think, where my mind went to in terms of, like, I didn't think I could do meditation before because it wasn't explained to me. Now that I have been practicing and learning about and studying meditation for about 10 years or so. A little less, actually. Probably more like 7 or 8. Oh, no. Wait. Hold on. What year is it? One second.
What year is it?
Hang on. Like 9 years. My bad. But the point is, at first I thought I couldn't do it. And then the more I learned, the more I realized, oh, again, it's not a problem with, like, what I can or can't do. It's that some things take practice, and you have to have a real understanding of it. So beware of that thought trap. You know, I can't do it because blank. Well, maybe it's just that it was explained wrong because someone who doesn't actually have the foundational knowledge in it was explaining it.
True.
I don't know.
Very true.
But yes, circling back to basics real quick, just so you all know, there's some wonderful science behind meditation and mindfulness and all of that kind of good stuff. Now, we're not going to go into this lengthy thing. Like Chloe had said, you know, I don't think y'all are here for, like, some research article review, you know. But I will say a couple things. And also, Chloe mentioned this too, it's super easy to find this information online. You know, you can find article on article on article on meditation at this point because it's become so big.
True.
And some of the things that they found is meditation lowers your blood pressure, which, hey, don't we all need that?
I do.
I believe it also reduces cortisol, which is a stress hormone in the body. It enhances emotional regulation. And it improves concentration. It also, and this is the coolest thing to me, meditation alters us on a cellular level, like down to the chromosomes. things are being changed. And it gets That's really so specific. Crazy. There's these things called telomeres, and it has to do with your chromosomal aging. It's a whole thing. If you're interested, look it up. But what they found about meditation is really staggering in terms of what it does for our physical health, our emotional well-being, our whole self, our whole yeah. well-being. And I mean, I think we have our own experiences that back that up as well. But it's nice to know that there's some science behind it, too. I always agree. Find that a comfort.
Ah, so lovely. Yeah. I love meditation. I'm not Me the too. Best, which I'll get into that, but like... I love it. It's changed my life. But you guys, we're going to get a little more into the discussion of meditation and what it's done for us and all that jazz after a word from our sponsors. So as Hillary was saying, we definitely feel like maybe we felt like we couldn't do certain things because it wasn't taught to us appropriately. And I think Hillary and I have a very similar, well, I don't know if it's the same, but I can say at least for yoga, which I kind of almost group meditation and yoga together for myself because yes. I find that I get more into a meditative flow with yoga than I can just sitting on the couch. It just works better for me.
Totally.
But my first experience with yoga in college, I actually, my first semester in college, I took a yoga class and it was beginner's yoga, but this instructor also taught power yoga and she taught one intro to yoga and the rest was all power yoga. And you didn't have to take the intro to take power yoga. Mm-hmm. It just was like, you can take this or you can take the introduction. Introduction in my mind would have been a little bit more softer and more connecting with yourself.
Yeah.
No, this woman just wanted to do power yoga all day.
Oh
like
my gosh.
She was leading us through sun salutations, but like in rapid succession. And so we would be going through like 20 sets of sun salutations in like a 25 to 30 minute period or less.
Oh my God.
Like just, and like all of us would be sweating. And to me, nothing about the mental was ever really discussed, except in the very first day, I remember this teacher talking about monkey mind and like how, like, that was it. That was the one mental lesson we got. Everything else was just like, let me show you these moves. Let's do these to warm up. Like, but the whole class just felt like a big warm up.
Wow.
And I don't even think I finished that class.
Yeah. I honestly, like, if that were my intro to yoga, I don't know that I would like it as much as I do.
Oh, I hated it. But the interesting thing is, I hated it with her because I would go home with the information that I had and I would slow it down to my level and I did like it. So I never really had this like, I can't do it, it's not for me. I just recognized very early on that her class was not for me.
Yes. Oh, that's so true though. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's really easy to see with yoga and meditation. You know, because I had a kind of similar experience, but with meditation, where everything I ever heard was people saying, oh, you just stop your mind, quiet your mind, you know, all of this
yes.
stuff. I cannot tell you how much that drives me nuts, because that's not what it is.
No, it's not.
It's really not. And because people said that, I firmly believed that I just couldn't do it. And in our last episode, I mentioned the social conditioning that I received as being a kid with ADHD. So I already had those messages in my mind and my social conditioning about, oh, I am not able to sit still. I am not able to focus or concentrate. That limiting belief, and we have a whole episode on subconscious limiting beliefs, but that was already implanted in my social conditioning. Like, oh, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
But that's a blatant lie. Like, it's such a big lie. Because I've been meditating now for about 9 years, you
that's
know?
So amazing.
And it's really changed my life. But those false messages, that was a huge thing that I think, I don't know, I find that that's really problematic.
Especially if that's your introduction. Like, yes. It's one thing to already have an intro and then be like, oh, no, like.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say, you know. But,
yeah, that's very detrimental to what you're actually trying to do for yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, the good thing, at least in my experience, was that I was able to recognize very quickly with this lady. And I don't know why, like, I couldn't tell you where my fucking wise shit came in. And I was like, no, her class just isn't for me. Like, this is good, but she's not good for me. Like,
that's such a good perspective to have, you know? Like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes it's hard to have that perspective.
Yeah, totally.
Especially, and I feel like this is where the social conditioning aspect came in a little bit, is like, I feel like there's certain messages about what, like, if I were in that class, I would start thinking, wait, everyone else around me is doing this and no one is complaining, so.
Oh, see, I sat with these, like, three amazing girls in the back. They were my favorite. And all of us were like, this lady moves too fast. We never know what we're going to get with her. She's crazy. Like, we were always talking shit on the teacher. And, like, it's not always nice. A little bit catty. But she did kind of have this attitude of, like, you never knew if she was, like, actually happy or if it was, like, serial killer happy. Like,
oh, no.
She was one of those. She kind of had, like, a really scary, like, smile.
Oh, goodness. Oh, no.
It was like, we don't know if she's actually trying to kill us or if she's really happy.
Well, you know what's funny about that? I find that, for me, yoga has been, yoga and meditation and mindfulness, it's all been a practice in, like, improving my well-being. And yeah. So there's not really a need to put on that mask of happiness. And so it's really intriguing to me that, because what you're saying to me, I'm like, that sounds like a weird-ass, like, mask. Yeah. Of, like, look how happy I am, but are you really?
Well, and I know she was going through some shit. Like, I feel totally. Bad because she would talk about her. It periodically. Like, I know at home there was, like, one of her, I don't know if it was her husband's mom or her mom, they were, like, losing. Like, she was going through a lot. So that might have just been how she was zoning out and dealing with it.
Totally. And we've all
listened
been
to me trying to, like, I'm sorry, yoga teacher. I was, I don't even remember her name.
Oh, but, my gosh. But,
like, she was going through some shit.
Yeah. And maybe that's how she was dealing with it. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just interesting because it's like, well, what works for one person doesn't work for another.
Right.
You know?
I feel like the only reason I made it through, like, the 2/3 of that class that I did was because I'm an empath. Like, I think I took more, like, pity than anything. Yeah. And I was like, man, that sucks. And I don't know.
It's true, though. It's so, like, I don't know. I think our introductions to things are really important. You know?
I agree.
And, well, like, how we perceive it.
And I guess the cool thing for me moving into, like, nowadays with meditation, I've tried on and off to just get into a habit of meditation for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I'm still not perfect at it. It still isn't an everyday occurrence, but I would say more often than not. Mm-hmm. My husband and I actually, we've gotten into a habit of waking up in the morning. And even though it's like 10 minutes together out on the couch, like, every morning, just those 10 minutes, we play some nice, like, abundance frequency music. Look it up on YouTube. It's lovely. Abundance frequency music. And we will just both sit with our breath and our thoughts together on the couch. And it really has made a difference. We, like, avoid all phones and social media. And
I love that.
It's lovely.
I really
if you ever feel like
that.
You can't get into it, like, I do think an accountability partner is very helpful.
Totally. That's such a good point. So, I'm curious, what was your first foray into, I've never used that word in my life, what was your first steps, I guess, into meditation and all of this
Just realm? Meditation without the yoga aspect, Headspace, the app.
Oh, I've heard, that's where I started. Heard really good things about that.
The first week, I think, is like a free thing that they do. After that, you have to pay for it if you want to have, like, more stuff. But I did the first free week, and that really opened my eyes. That really opened my eyes to, like, oh, because it's not just the guided meditations every day. They give you little, like, instructional videos that are 1 to 2 minutes long before each one. Nice. And so they really explained, like, it's not about just, like, not thinking about anything. Mm-hmm. It's about seeing those thoughts, allowing them to exist, and letting them go.
Yes.
Like, it's not about you just trying to have a blank mind. That's impossible.
Thank you.
That app, I highly encourage, even if you guys don't end up, like, buying into it. No, we're not sponsored by them. Mm-mm. Headspace, come on now.
I've heard really, really good things about it. Like, even from clinicians, I've heard really good things.
Yeah. But for real, guys, like, if you are looking to get into it, I cannot recommend that app enough. The first week is free, and after that, you don't even, like, with the knowledge that you gain just from that first week, to me, it's worth it. Yeah. You don't have to buy into it after that if you don't want to. I never did.
Yeah, totally. Oh, that's really cool. So it was actually Headspace first.
Yeah, Headspace.
Very cool. How'd you find out about it?
I think it was probably an ad. Like, I saw it on an ad on, they like, some videos cute I was ads. Watching. And I was like, I'm going to download that and try it out. And it was great. I've even shown it to other people. Like, I showed it to my mom, and she enjoyed it. I don't think she made a practice of it after that, unfortunately. But she did tell me that, like, she liked it, and it was nice.
That's really lovely. Ugh. Well, I think that what's really cool about that app, like, I love that they explain it because that's so key. I've also heard that they start really slow, like with 2 minutes or something, 5 minutes, something like that. Oh, that's so good. Because that's really important. I think a lot of us want to just dive into something and do it immediately and do it really well immediately. And it's like,
oh, for sure. And I've talked about on the podcast before how I'm like an all or nothing person. Like, I want to be that bitch who's like underwater meditating with ankle weights for like 8 minutes at a time and shit.
Right.
But like not dying.
Right. And like, I think what I've always tried to bring myself back to, because that's what I wanted to. But I always try to bring myself back and be like, it's a practice. It's called a meditation practice for a reason, because it really does take practice, you know? And, I mean, talk about going hand in hand with last week's topic. Like, it takes practice to meditate, in my mind, because it's kind of going against what we've been conditioned to do. Our social conditioning says, go, go, go all the time. Just do, don't be.
Yes. You know?
And so it's extremely hard for us to meditate or be mindful or even get into a meditative state in yoga or whatever it is, because we're so heavily conditioned into, no, I have to be going, I have to be doing, I have to be moving all of the time. And that's just not true. Because when we're moving that fast all of the time, it's like this. If you're on a train or a plane, or, well, not plane's not a good example, but if you're on a train.
In a box or with a fox?
In a box or with a fox.
I do not like green eggs and ham. Do not like them, Sam, I am. That was my favorite Dr. Seuss book as a kid, by the way.
That was a really good one. But it's like this. If you're in a car or a train that's going really fast, it's harder to see clearly what's going on around you. And the same thing happens when we move fast through life. You know, we miss the things that are going on around us. We miss the little things. We miss savoring life and enjoying things and feeling gratitude and connecting with people and knowing how we feel. All of that we miss.
We miss the journey.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what I really love about meditation. And in terms of last week's topic, social conditioning, like, that's why I think they go so well together, is like, it gives us that opportunity to stop for a moment.
Yes.
And see what our experience is. What is our internal thought like? You know, how do we feel about ourselves, about our lives? And what do we physically feel? What do we emotionally feel? Because we're often not even taking 2 seconds in our day to do that.
Yeah.
If we can do that, we can get a lot more, I don't know, insight into, like, our own experience.
Yeah, which is awesome. I feel like through meditation, I've learned more about myself, and I've even had more, like, internal dialogues with myself. Because sometimes, in meditation, I do want to make that clear. It doesn't have to be, like, you just acknowledging your thoughts and letting them go. Sometimes it's also acknowledging your thoughts and letting them, like, be there, because they're, like, messages are coming for you or from yourself.
Totally.
So it's like both. I mean, I have like the perfect example to me is in starting that meditation with my husband recently. He asked a question before he started meditating, and I don't remember what the question was. Do I remember? No, he asked our, like, we are heavily invested in like honoring our ancestors and our spirit guides and stuff. And he asked our spirit guides and ancestors before meditation if they wanted any specific type of offering that we could supply them with. Mm-hmm. And they straight up answered bread and wine. Like he got the answer, bread and wine. Like that's what we want. And mm-hmm. there was something else too. Like he also got the answer that like if peace is not the outcome, then like all arguing is unnecessary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and I was mm-hmm. like, wow, like that's really powerful. You go, Glen Coco.
It's true. I actually, so I took an intro to meditation class a few years back. I already knew how to meditate, but you know, it was valuable. It was really valuable because we would, we started with, I want to say 5 minutes or maybe even two. And throughout the quarter, we worked our way up to 40 minutes straight.
Wow.
And we would journal afterward. And I also, part of my course, because long story short, I was in a program where I could alter the courses to fit what I was learning, because I made my own bachelor's. The point is...
oh, that was so rad. I remember when you told me about getting into that.
It was
so cool.
Awesome. but the point is, within that, so I got to look at like research articles about meditation. I got to journal about the experience, and I got to... in a formal way, be led through like learning to meditate for longer periods of time.
Yeah.
So still valuable, even though I knew how to meditate. And within that, I remember that like having that journal time was so important, because I remember one time, and I don't know how this arose, but I am certain that it would not have come up without meditation. I wrote something to the effect of, you know, I got answers without questions, you know, and there were a few more things I wrote along those lines, but it was as though, it's like, here's my depthiness coming out. It's like, the more that we can quiet our conscious mind and just get a little quieter from all of that noise that's in our heads all of the time, yeah. Suddenly the unconscious wants to come out and chat. And that piece comes out and it's like, ah, yes, here's that answer you're looking for. Here's what you don't understand. Here's that thing that you've been searching for.
Yeah.
And it just arises spontaneously and naturally. And that in itself, I think, is so beautiful, because there's knowledge that is coming to us from us, but it's not something that we're efforting. It's not something that we're like thinking through and trying to figure out, because we're doing that, let's be honest, every other moment of our lives.
It's true.
You know? It's just, it's so cool to me.
Meditation is just cool. Now that we kind of have a little bit of information about us, do you have any techniques specifically that you would want to share?
Yes. So I do want to note that, like, for me, meditation was quite the journey, because I didn't think that I could do it because of how it was explained. The way that Chloe, you were describing Headspace, describes it, that jives more with my understanding, and that was what really helped me get into it. Long story short, I won't go into a lot of details, but I have found that I meditate every day. There was a point where I was meditating 3 times a day. That was amazing.
Oh my God, that's marvelous.
I felt incredible all the time. Like, highly recommend, honestly. But it's hard to keep up, you know?
Yeah.
And I just have to say that for me, meditation and mindfulness legitimately changed my life. And, you know, even as I say that, that doesn't sound quite right. Meditation and mindfulness helped me see myself, understand myself, and then understand what I wanted to keep the same and what I wanted to adjust so that I could love my life, you know, so that I could love myself. It helped me break out of, going back to last week's episode, break out of that social conditioning and see, like, okay, well, what do I need? Who am I? Where do I fit? What do I want? All of that kind of stuff. And that was a way that I didn't know how to think before. So, like, honestly, the difference in my life from meditation, I cannot be put into words how profound it has been. I just, in every possible way I could rant forever about that. And so within that time, because I did get the opportunity to do some research and I got the opportunity to practice on my own and to volunteer and work at a mindfulness education center and all of these great experiences that I got to have, mindfulness retreats and so on. I am here to tell you all that if you think there is not a type of meditation that works for you, you are wrong, my friend.
It's true.
There are so many different types of meditation.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. You can lay down while you meditate. You can sit up. You can go on a walk. Walking meditations are a thing.
I was literally going to suggest that if you didn't.
Right?
Walking meditations.
There's also...
on YouTube, they even have guides for some of these. Free. Yes. Just out there. You can just like look up walking guided meditation.
Right? Always check out YouTube for these kinds of things. Like, you'll be surprised if you type some keywords. Like, even going back to yoga, the other day I was like, yoga for sensitive knees, and there it is right there. You know, like, you can find so many things. You could type in short meditation for the morning. Yes. Guarantee you, you'll find like 20 different results. There's also compassion easily. Meditations, and there's breathing, there's transcendental meditation where you have a mantra that you focus on, there's breathing meditations, there's a three-part breath, which is just a simple way of breathing that gets you into a meditative state. I could go on and on. There are so many kinds of meditations. I mean, it's incredible. And I'm a firm believer that if you can think of it, it can be a meditation.
I agree.
There's visualizations too.
Mindful in the moment. Like,
yes. Oh, and real quick, because I don't think we covered this. Mindfulness, what is it? Basic definition. Mindfulness is non-judgmental awareness in the present moment. And the first word of that is key, and so is the second to last word. Well, the last two words. So non-judgmental. Actually, there's a few words that are important. Non-judgmental, awareness, and present moment. Those are the important parts.
Yes.
Anyway.
It's beautiful.
I think for me, I want to throw out there that every single person is going to have a different meditation that is going to work for you. Try out some different ones and see what you like, you know?
And honestly, I think my two favorites... Well, actually, I have, like, a number one. I was going to say walking meditation, but we kind of already covered that. Honestly, I think my favorite is meditating outside. But, like, I will pull my chair that sits on – I have, like, chairs that are out on this, like, concrete slab in front of my house on the walkway. And I will put the feet part, like, in the grass in my front lawn. And so I'll go out there barefoot and – put my feet on the grass, which will connect me with earth, which to me, that's like connecting with source. I take that to a very spiritual level. You know, I connect with the source and I will just breathe and I will do something that actually Hillary taught me called earth breaths.
Yes.
Where you basically, it's like, and it's kind of almost hard to explain, but it's like you breathe in through one side of your body and out through the other. Mm. And it's just very like, I can't even explain that. I get like the fastest meditator's high off of that. And that's how I like to meditate most often. And it's even more amazing, crystal meditation, where you just take a crystal with you that you feel like has certain properties that you would like to embody. And that's literally it. You could do that same scenario I just told you about. Just keep a crystal with you. Hold it with you. You know, hold that energy with you.
I love that. And I think it's like, oh my gosh, there's so many things I want to share with you all. Like, I just like, there's so many little tips and tricks and techniques that I really just want to share all of it. And I also don't want to have a, I don't know, tidal wave of just words coming out all the time.
Because I know word that vomit, happens. Hillary.
I know, right? It is, though. And that's exactly what's going to happen. So I think that, like, first of all, I love both of those. The walking meditation, actually three of them. The walking meditation, the grounding on the actual earth, and the crystal meditation. Those are really, really wonderful. And I feel like within each of those, there's even little intricacies there, you know?
Yes.
Which makes it so tough to describe techniques in full for people, you know?
Yeah, no, totally.
Which is why, again, highly suggest you look up some guided ones. I find that it's really, really nice to start with a guided meditation. And then once you've done like a couple guided meditations or meditations with a group or something, then it gives you some things to do on your own. I find that really helpful. Also, recognizing that it is a practice. I also have heard, and I haven't looked up the science behind this. So this is something I've heard. I heard it from a reputable source, but again, I didn't look it up. 20 seconds of intentional deep breathing can flip our nervous system out of fight or flight and back into a calm state. 20 seconds. That's all it takes. So
I would agree with that.
I mean, that's one reason that therapists are constantly telling people to, like, breathe deeply, you know?
Well, and what's crazy is even on stream, if you guys didn't know, I stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/cozykale. When we do our, we've been going over the chakra system, mm-hmm. and every time we do it, I always have like this almost, it's not like a full meditation, but I just kind of guide people through how they can connect with that specific chakra mm-hmm. via breathing. And I always have to tell people, and I'm surprised at the reactions, like, allow yourself to breathe. So many of you aren't even allowing yourselves to like breathe in all the way.
True. It's true.
And so many people are like, holy shit. Right. I don't let myself breathe. Like, you need to breathe.
Right. Oh my gosh. And do you all understand how huge your lungs are? Like, seriously, look it up sometime. Your lungs are freaking huge. And if you're
as breathing, I take in a big deep breath.
Right. So this also is really important, I think, in any type of meditation that you are doing. Belly breaths. You breathe from your diaphragm. Your belly should expand. Your chest should not be the most expansive part while you are breathing. It should be your belly. You can practice this, if you want, by laying on the ground, put a book on your belly, and then breathe and try and raise the book. Don't use a dictionary. Love that. That's way too heavy. Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah, don't you know? Do that.
Come on. Don't do that. You just want to, like, notice that you can raise your belly when you're breathing. Because when you breathe from your diaphragm, you allow your lungs to fully fill up. When you're breathing from your chest, you're only getting a small percentage of your lungs filled with air. So you're going to do yourself more of a service if you breathe from your belly. Deep belly breaths. That's a huge thing that I want people to remember.
Yes.
And really, the big thing too, you will have times where a judgmental voice pops into your head.
Yes.
Tells you that you're doing it wrong, that you have other things to do. Why are you taking this time?
Oh God, my God.
Why can't
my
you get it right?
My energy like 80% of the time.
Right? You will have that voice show up. When it does, it's very important that, number one, don't judge and shame and blame yourself for it. Know that that's what your brain is meant to do. Your brain, it works. That's what it does. And we get into habits of thinking. And so it's normal and natural that these thoughts are going to come up because, here's the kicker, that's how you've been thinking your entire life. It's not going to stop in an instant. You have to recognize that, oh, wow, that's how I talk to myself
all
the time.
That's why it's called a practice.
Right?
Meditation practice.
So here's a couple techniques that I find really helpful in those moments. Because, you know, what do when we get off track with the judgment and the criticism that comes into our head? The things that I find helpful are, one, you can think of your brain like a 3-year-old. And what I mean is this. 3-year-olds want what they want, feel how they feel, do what they do. Your brain's kind of the same in that regard. And a 3-year-old, if they're running around a store and they want all the candy, you don't really want to go up and grab that 3-year-old really hard and yell in their face and tell them how wrong they are and how terrible they are. No, 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 no. This is a 3-year-old, man. Like, chill out. Be gentle with him or her or them. Take that 3-year-old by the hand and say, oh, honey, you know, we're not going to get candy right now. That's okay. We'll get some later. No problem. So you're gently redirecting the three-year-old. I want you to do that with your mind as well. Okay, so this critical thought comes up. You're not going to chastise yourself and get so pissed off at yourself and shame and blame you. No. You're going to say, oh, there goes my mind. Okay, all right. Let's put that thought aside for now. We can come back to things later, but for now, we're just going to refocus on how it feels to breathe in through my nose. Or for now, we're going to focus on the sensation of my belly raising and falling. For now, we're going to focus on the mantra that I've been focusing on, whatever it may be.
I love that.
The other things you can do are imagine that thought floating by you as if it were on a river or a cloud. It comes in to visit and then it leaves.
Yes. Ah, and that's a really good, it's a, that technique also works in my experience in sending love to those that you care about, or like even trying to meditate through like a hurtful situation and you need to find forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
It works very well in like imagining people that maybe have hurt you or that you're having a hard time with, encapsulating them in like a loving pink bubble and then watching them float away. Like,
oh.
I've done that multiple times. It works really well.
I love that. And also, that's so Steven Universe.
It totally is. I love that show.
So good. but I have tons of techniques and things. What I really want to encourage is that y'all just look up a certain type of meditation that you find interesting, whether it's a visualization, a walking meditation, guided meditation, transcendental meditation, compassion meditation. Do not underestimate the power of compassion meditations, and don't underestimate the power of just a breathing meditation.
Yes.
That's the kind I do every day. There's nothing wrong with it because it's basic.
It's true.
It's very so true. So figure out what intrigues you. And then look up the intricacies within that. We don't have time to go into all of it.
No. But I hope you guys will give some of those techniques a try. And if you would like to, I'm so excited that you guys are here for this because we've had this in backstock for a while. Mm-hmm. But we are going to link you down below to our Google Drive. There is a link where you will be able to download not the meditation that we offer when you guys either rate us on Apple, which by the way, you can still do that. We'll send you the other meditation. when you rate us on Apple or follow us on our socials. But this one is a hero's journey meditation.
Yeah, yeah.
And Hillary recorded this one as well, completely free, no strings attached. You don't have to sign up for anything. If you just go to the link that we'll provide down below, you can download it straight to your computer. And I think the phone downloads work as well. So it will be there. And it's a beautiful, wonderful, amazing meditation. I highly encourage you guys to try it out. And, you know, maybe if you like that and you haven't followed us on social media and you haven't rated us on Apple Podcasts and sent us a screenshot of that to our email down below, that will encourage you to do it to get the other meditation.
Yes. So. And also know the one that you can get through emailing us, that one's about 10 minutes. The other one is a bit longer. Please give yourself the option, if you're just starting out with meditation, to start with a 2 or 5 minute meditation. Don't think you have to jump right into something that's 20 minutes long. If you want to challenge yourself, go for it. Just know that, again, it's a practice.
It's a practice. But I think that's all we have for you guys today. And I think I already covered the social aspect and what you can do there. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, you can send us an audio recording. Link will be down below for that. Those potentially get inserted into our episodes if you have questions. Or you can just send us an email. That's lovely too. We love hearing from you guys. And we always try to respond, whether it be via the podcast or respond like in email form. So make sure you send us messages if you have something to say. We got ears, or eyes rather, because it's written.
I mean, but technically, you know, we have both.
I mean, yeah, technically we have both, but you know, whatever. You know what? We're tired. It's Mercury retrograde. Leave us alone.
I know, right?
But also, we love you.
Yes.
And I think that's everything. So thank you guys so much. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your week, and we will talk to you next Monday. We don't know what our topic is yet, so you'll find out soon.
It'll be a surprise for all of us.
All right, bye guys.